This blaze raged through 5,400 acres, much of it in the Dakota Prairie grasslands where there's oil activity. Shannon Baim is with the U.S. Forest Service's Medora Ranger District. He says when the Forest Service got word a fire had sparked, the staff called oil companies with wells in the region.
So we got a hold of them in time where they were able to safely go out there and shut them down and get out of the area.
9 wells were shut down. The fire only reached one of them, and it burned around the site's perimeter. If wells aren't shut down, it's possible gases could ignite, making a wildfire worse. Even though wells are stopped to prevent this from happening, Baim says firefighters still take extra precautions.
They're aware of which direction the wind is blowing from the windsock in each one of the pads. They understood to stay away from the downwind portion of the pad.
Once the fire is contained, the Forest Service will notify companies they can turn the wells back on. He says another concern is the flaring of excess natural gas, especially when high winds blow about the flames. 2 years ago, a fire started when a flare came too close to the ground. As a result, companies are more cognizant of mitigation measures, like making sure well pads are free of grass and weeds. Baim says the biggest concern with this month's fire has nothing to do with the fact that it burned through the oil patch.
This is probably the roughest country in North Dakota, so the extreme terrain makes it the biggest challenge for the firefighters.
Nancy Varis is with the Forest Service's McKenzie Ranger District. She says it will take a while to restore the area. Part of the restoration work includes the popular Mottahay Trail.
Working on the trail, we want to get that done as soon as we can because we know that the public enjoys utilizing that trail and we have some events that are coming up.
She says other work, like reseeding, will likely happen this fall and could extend into next spring. Despite all this, Baim says there is a silver lining.
There are some benefits to this fire. It reduces the juniper that have been encroaching out on the grasslands that interfere with the rancher's ability to graze because it takes up moisture and it crowds out the grasses. And it, you know, refreshes the seedbed for grasses.
The cause of the fire is still under investigation. For Prairie Public, I'm Amy Sisk.